a bridge between Shemayim and Oretz. That's the job of a Novi. To be a bridge between Shemayim and Oretz. So Lamaisa, if that's the job of a Novi, that's the reason why the Dargas HaNavuah was given to a Novi, not based on what he could be Makabal from Shemayim. Because if it's going to be based on what he could be Makabal from Shemayim, it would go according to the Eichus of his strength, like Daniel. Right? But if it's based on what he's bridging from Shemayim to Oretz, so then, fuck out. The focus, the emphasis, is how much this person could give over. Oh. I have one problem. My tea's in the front. Can you get me my tea? Nebuchadnezzar, the tea is left in the front. Yeah. See here. So now I'll tell you the ma'aseh with Dr. Shusheim before we go weiter. Before we go weiter. The ma'aseh with Dr. Shusheim is like this. Dr. Shusheim is a doctor in Eretz Yisrael, a chush of a person who I know for many, many years. He started an organization to help women not to get an abortion. That means Nebuch women, not mostly, obviously, not religious women, who Nebuch come from very poor homes, who can't afford to have children, and poverty and emotional health contributes to them wanting to Nebuch to basically abort a child. So he has an organization. The organization Pasha does emotional help, financial help. So while the woman is expecting the child, to make that she shouldn't want to have an abortion. And many, many neshamas were saved through this organization. Many, many neshamas. But it's not cheap. Even just the basics. They get them a doctor, they get them a mental health expert, they give them money for the first things that you need when you have a baby. It's very expensive. Anyway, Vayhi Ayoyim, there was a story, a lady came and they helped her and Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, she had a baby, a healthy baby. After she had the baby, they find out she's not Jewish. She's not Jewish. And he felt very tzibrachim. He went to Rav Yashiv, he wanted to know, A, does he have to do tshuva, it's tzibur money, does he have to maybe give money back, maybe he didn't check good enough, maybe this, maybe that. If you knew the man, you'd understand. Tzadik Yisrael. He was worried. So he went to Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv told him tshuva? He says, Shofich dam odom ba'odom domo yishofich. For a guy to have an abortion is worse than a Jew. A goy is chayiv misa for an abortion. If a Jewish woman has an abortion, or somebody performs an abortion for a Jewish woman, a Jew does it, there's no misa. Potter. Ein Yisrael mitzuvim ala ubrim. There's a toisus in Eda that even has a shaila, exactly what the isser is. The Taraisa, the Rabbonon, there's a Rav Paulim with a Tzitzeliezim, with a Gans, a Tumult, in Aloha. What exactly? It's a much weaker isser. If a woman needs an abortion for medical reasons, and you have a choice to either use a Jewish doctor or a Goyish doctor, guess what you're supposed to use? A Jewish doctor. If Yonison Ibishus has a whole stickle in Sefer Shmois, Pare makes a whole thing with the Miyaldi Sevriyas, right? He tells them Miyaldi Sevriyas, he says, Pari gave them a simon, they should know if it's a boy or a girl, a prediction. And then he said that if it's going to be a boy, you should kill him before it comes out. So, why did Pari go to the Mihaldi Sevriyas? Why didn't he get himself some? So Rav Yashiv told him, "Tzich neskayim given rotzon Hashem." The bottom line is now, Hashem didn't want this child to be killed. Hashem gave them a prohibition, a stronger prohibition against abortion than he gave us. So because of the mistake that you made, Hashem's rotzon happened. And Rav Yashiv told him, "Dosi doch de tachlis von alles. should be niskayim rotzon Hashem. Don't worry about it. It's poor Hashem. You should only be happy that rotzon Hashem was niskayim. That's our job. So that means Rav Yashiv is saying everything is the mission. The Navi's mission is not as much to be koilet. The Navi's mission is not as much to get as much as it is to give over. That's the Navi's job. And that was the tafkid of Eliyahu HaNavi. And that was the tafkid of the Navi'im Bechlal. And that's the reason why those that didn't have the Spitz Madreg of being able to give over, they weren't Navi'im. That wasn't the tachlis. Now this would also explain to me another difficult shtickle. It says in Sefer Shmuel, the Navi says, what was the Navi originally called? So if you remember the pasuk, we did this a couple of years ago in Sefer Shmuel. The Navi says, this is when Shaul HaMelech went to Shmuel HaNavi, looking for the horses, if you remember, the donkeys. You remember they lost the donkeys for Kish? Shaul went looking, they went to Shmuel HaNavi. You remember that? Of course you remember that. So they were looking. So it says in the pasuk, they went to Shmuel HaNavi. What was Shmuel HaNavi called? Ahoyah. Remember that? Binyamin, you remember that? No? Maybe if you turn around. Bring the memory back because it came from that side. It says, Lifonim, Mashi Yikore Ayoim Novi. Lifonim, the Novi says it used to be they called the Novi Ahoye. Ahoye, what's Ahoye? Why'd they call the Novi Ahoye? Point of Ahoye. Pella, right? So the Chassan Sofer has a beautiful pshat. Beautiful. The Chassan Sofer says like this. Chassan Sofer says, there's two ways to teach somebody else. One is you teach somebody else by teaching them, by telling them, by preaching to them. And one way you teach somebody else is by who you are. You're on such an unbelievable madrega, you don't have to say anything. You just, people see you, they learn from you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go tell them, this is what you should do. They look at you. They see what you should do. They see Shleim Asadam. Yeah, they see Shleim Asadam. Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, Rav Shimon, he spent the famous Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. You ever heard that story? He said that. He wrote once almost a whole book on what happened that one Shabbos. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. He wrote a whole book on that Shabbos that he spent with the Chofetz Chaim. Unbelievable, unbelievable week. I love the Chofetz Chaim's vote. The Chofetz Chaim told him, this is such a great vote. Chofetz Chaim was the one of Mikol Adam Hashal Pnei Adam al Chofetz Chaim. Most humble person. Chofetz Chaim turns to him and he says, Rabbi Shimon, you know, I'm a Kohen, you know that?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen. He's called a Kohen God. I'm a Kohen, you know that? Yeah. And you, what are you? No, you're not a Kohen, right? Okay. Now, Bachan, you. I'm a Kohen, you're not. Okay. Then he said, told him. And you know, there's going to be soon a Beis HaMikdash, you know. You know when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? There's going to be Avodah again, Beis HaMikdash, you know? Yeah. Guess what? I'm going to be able to do Avodah. Not you. Me. Rav Shimon said, he was getting more and more confused. This is like not the Chofetz Chaim. And then the Chofetz Chaim keeps on going. He goes, do you know what? What? Well, you're a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen, whatever. Chofetz Chaim says, no. He says, because many years ago, there was a Chet of the Egel Azov, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Lashem Elai. Right? Moshe said, Who? Mi Lashem Elai. Whoever wants to fight the war for Hashem, come to me now. And guess what happened? The Levim came. Our fathers, those of you that are not Kehanim here, our fathers didn't go. And Shevet Levi did go. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, it's not that I'm better than you. My father went, your father didn't go. What was Chofetz Chaim's point? You make one decision in life, you affect in the most dramatic way, thousands of years. You and I, there's nothing we could do. Me and Meshi, there's nothing we could do to become Koyanin. Rabbi Saperstein is a Koyan. He's lucky. We can't do it. Right? Nothing we could do. We could go through Shas and Poiskin. We could try to Rishay Machreinim, Yushalmi, Bali, Sifri, Sifrote, Sifte, Michilte. We could do whatever we want. We could go to Rebbe's, Moifsim, they'll make us fly, come down, magic carpets, whatever you want. Baba Sali, Baba Da, Baba, whatever you want. All the Babas and all the Rebbe's and all the... you could say, listen, make me into a Kohen. Shammai couldn't do it, and Hillel couldn't do it, and nobody could do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it. And Avraham Yitzchak Yankov can't do it. If you had one room with Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, Moshe Aaron, all the Yoshpizim, and they said, ask for anything, we'll try to help you. Say, one thing, I want to be a Kohen. There's nothing they could do for you. They could do anything else, make you whatever you want. That they can't do. Why? Because your great, 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 great grandfather made a decision. When Moshe came down and he said, Mi Lashem Eli, they said, we're not going. Boom. Imagine if they would have known at that moment. Going to that line means that forever at Soif Kol HaDoros, their families, their descendants are going to always work in the Beis HaMikdash. It would be a different decision. We don't look at life that way. We don't look at life, big deal, you just look what's right in front of you. Tunnel vision. Not even tunnel. Tunnel is a tunnel. You don't even look at tunnel. Pit vision. Tunnel vision means you don't see the signs, you don't see anything. That was the Chofetz Chaim. And if Shimon said, that was the biggest lesson he learned from the Chofetz Chaim. That was the punchline of the whole Shabbos. How we got to that, I don't know. Okay. We go Vaitel now? Oh, it's through 10 already. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. What a Chofetz Chaim, huh? What a chab. No? Unbelievable.